Heidi Dukirk is a county commissioner here in Cook County, and there was a county board meeting yesterday, Tuesday, so good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with the one that took the longest. Highway Department, lots of stuff going on.
Highway Department, I believe yesterday I got a really good education in the hiring process. It's always been interesting when our Highway Department hires. We have a lot of qualified and talented people in our county, and so we had 20 applicants.
Wow.
Yeah. They interviewed six, and you say, wow, to the 20. I had a chance to look at the six, and I can tell you, personally, if I had to do it, I don't know if I could. So I obviously asked a million questions, and I have to thank Janet and Russ and Dave for putting up with my questions and not knowing how the system works. If you did not have your CDL, you automatically did not make it into the final round.
Okay, what's a CDL?
That is so you can drive the large dump truck.
Oh.
A little bit bigger than a pickup truck.
Yes, it is.
Very important to have that. And then once you get through that, we have obviously the Veterans Service. You get a pointing system for that and disabled veterans. And you get through that process on Janet's end. And then on Dave's end with the Highway Department, he goes through them, and then there's a three-person panel that takes the top six, and they each have a point system interview rating sheet, and they do their interviews, and then they take all of those numbers. So as far as I can see it, it's a pretty fair system, because if you just looked at the qualifications of what we had, you would probably say, well, we should hire all six of them. And then if you had to decide just on how well somebody does in an interview, some people don't do very well in interviews. Mm-hmm. So it's truly a really fair system, and I'm glad we have it, and I'm pretty proud of how we put together things with the county and work on stuff like this. And so Rick Mott is the hiring, mm-hmm. which is another thing people may have a question on, so I'll just touch on that. He currently was working as a Highway Department employee, but that doesn't necessarily give you more points on the scale, nor does it guarantee you have a job. You actually have to apply for the other position, and technically you get fired from your current position and hired for the new position. So,
well, that sounds pretty thorough.
No doubt. So that's what you get for asking a question.
Well, okay. What about the County Veteran Service Officer? Now, some time ago, the state of Minnesota changed the rules on that, and Clinker has been working with Grand Portage as well as here, but so I think there's some funding changes and everything else. Anyway, you've got a new hire.
Yes, we did have funding changes, and I believe they were to go into effect on July 1st. And Clarence Everson, or Clinker, as you know him, will still be in his Grand Portage office and available, and he's available to the entire county. If you're comfortable with him, obviously call him. And then we will have Patricia Strand with Public Health and Human Services. She is going to step in and take 15 hours a week as our in-town Veterans Service Officer at the county. So she will be obviously in the county building offices so you can access her a little bit more easily. She'll have a separate phone line, and we're going to give it a try and see how it works.
Hey, well, that sounds good.
Yep.
So, and speaking of positions, hiring, and that kind of stuff, where are we with the county administrator situation?
County administrator, we agreed yesterday to hire Springstead, which is a hiring firm. And the gentleman that we talked to there actually was a county administrator before he went into this line of work, which is great. He completely understands our need to have a relationship with our employees currently and with our community, because from the beginning when we started this, we said we wanted input. We wanted to work with everyone on this and not just to make a decision as us board members and really make a huge mistake. So he is going to get us on an action plan that will get us moving forward and help us with working on that and making it a smoother process. And hopefully we will get a hire out this month, we're hoping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because Janet Simon, who does a lot of this, is leaving in August, I believe.
Yes, and we should be okay when she leaves. We may not have the person hired, but we will have to cover HR and have someone come in, obviously, during the board meetings, or maybe the commissioners will take a month off.
Okay.
We'll see how that rolls.
All right. Okay. Heidi Dukirk is a commissioner from District 4, right?
And District 4, yep.
And she joins us in rotation with the other commissioners after county board meetings. Thank you so much for the info.
Yep, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too.